Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Nun Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara marking system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you're not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to the top of Daf Nun Gimel. Tosfos V'chitemo Hach Isura Ozalei. This is a reference to the lighting of, or the use of a candle that was lit by a Gentile, and then a Jew lit from that candle. The Tanaic source that we had seen in the Gemara says you can use such a flame for your Motzoi Shabbos bracha. The question came up in the Gemara about the fact that as a candle continues burning, it represents new energy. Well, if that's the case, so then why is it that on Shabbos, if one carries a flame from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, is one Chayav? Is it not so that it's new energy, so that that which you picked up is not that which you placed down? And hence, you don't really have a Meleches Shabbos being violated. So now, the Tosfos points out that Havi Motzi Lakshuye, the Gemara could have asked, I hachi nochri minochri nami. If that's the case, then even a candle lit by a second Gentile from an original first Gentile should also be okay. In other words, if you assume that Yisrael Minochri is allowed because it's new energy, so then even Nochri Minochri should be allowed because the second Nochri is new energy. It's a new combustion that didn't take place on Shabbos itself. Elo, so, but that's not what the Gemara went on to ask. The Gemara went on to ask about Hoitzoa Shabbos. Elo adifa minei porich, dahavi motzi lishnuye kidemishani besomuch. The Gemara opted to ask a better question or a stronger question. And with this better question, the Gemara then had an opportunity to answer it as far as the Hoitzoa Shabbos is concerned. And as far as the Nochri Minochri question, in fact, the Gemara raises that question later and gives its answer. So that from the Tosfos you get an explanation of the Gemara's, so called, say it's the Gemara's strategy here was to introduce a knowing that it could have asked this Nochri Minochri question, but it had an opportunity to ask a better question, the issue of Hoitzoa Shabbos, answer that question, knowing full well that it will answer the Nochri Minochri question as it does later on. Gezeira, next Tosfos, Gezeira Mishum Nochri Rishon. We said that Nochri Minochri we will not allow as a means of defense against the case of Nochri Rishon, the original Nochri, making a brocha on the candle that one sees in the hands of a Nochri as soon as Shabbos goes out. Now, Chado Gzeira Hi, the prohibition of Nochri Minochri is one Gezeira. It was formulated when the original Isur of making a bracha on a Nochri candle was made. The Gozru Chachomim, Kol Eish Nochri Shebiyad HaNochri, all candles in the hands of Gentiles on Motzoi Shabbos are not to be used for the bracha. Now, what Tosfos is pointing out is that there was a potential for raising a question known as the Gzeira L'Gzeira question. Namely, why are you assering the case of Nochri mi Nochri? Well, that's a gzera in anticipation of the Nochri Rishon. But the Nochri Rishon itself is only a problem if it's Omud Rishon, if it's a case where you find him immediately after Shabbos. But if you don't find him immediately after Shabbos, even if it's the original Nochri, it shouldn't be a problem because, as we said, the candle continues to burn, and that you are making a bracha over the new combustion. So why would the original Nochri be a problem himself? So that if I'm telling you that the original Nochri, if it's not immediately after Shabbos, is itself a gzeira in anticipation of the original Nochri immediately after Shabbos, when I come along and aser Nochri mi Nochri, that's a double stage gzeira. Thus, to go over that point, it would be Nochri mi Nochri is aser, or to the case of Nochri Rishon. And Nochri Rishon itself is not aser unless unless it's a case of Omud Rishon. Tosfos is saying, we should point out that in general, double level gzeiros do not take hold, and they wouldn't be prohibited. And if that was all correct, then Nochri Minochri should also be allowed. Tosfos is saying all of that is out the window, because when the Chazal made a gzera against using the candles of a Nochri, it was one blanket, one stage gzera. And this one stage gzera said, do not use the candles in the hands of a Nochri. And why was it formulated like this? The e lo ha lo kaima ha. That means that if we wouldn't have banned Nochri mi Nochri, so the case of Nochri Rishon wouldn't have withstood either. If we would have allowed Nochri mi Nochri, so then you would come to allow Nochri Rishon Omud Rishon. So that all of these, we'll call these seemingly additional level gzeiros, had to be made at the very outset. Aval, Nochri shehidlik mi Yisrael, v'Yisrael mi Nochri mevorchin olav. These cases that the Tanaic source featured are allowed. They are different than the case of Nochri mi Nochri. Very simply, you can see that a Yisrael is involved. Even if it happens to be the case of a Nochri that lit from Yisrael, and you're approaching him as a Nochri, nevertheless, you can see that the original fire was from a Yisrael, and that's all right. And v'hochi kaim alon, and thusly we rule, says the Tosfos. The next Tosfos, ha di'ika adam chashuv. In our Gemara, we had raised a contradiction between two sources regarding making a bracha on the candles found in a shul, the lit candles in a shul. The Gemara made a distinction between if there was an Adam Chashuv, then one would apply, and if there's no Adam Chashuv, no important person, then the other would apply. So we mentioned in our Gemara Shir that this was a machlokis Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel, and here the Tosfos points that out. Hadik adam chashuv im kein mishum kvodo shel chashuv velo le'oiro kach pirush Rashi. If there is an important person in the shul, then it was lit. The candles were lit for his honor and not for light production, and therefore one does not make a bracha. The bracha over the candle is only when the candle is there and lit for its light value. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish Ibcha, the Adam Chashuv Le'oira. The Rabbeinu Chananel explains just the opposite of Rashi, and that is that if you're dealing with an important person, then it was lit for its light value. Ubedeleka Adam Chashuv Osui Lichvod Beis HaKnesses. If there isn't an Adam Chashuv there, then candlelight in the shul is there in honor of the shul, to honor the place. It's called non-functional. It's sort of non-functional, but by way of light function. And therefore, according to the Rashi, if there's leka adam chashuv, then no bracha. The opposite of Rashi. The next Tosfos, ein mevorchin alav. Now this is going on oil that's brought at the end of a meal for the purpose of removal of filth. Pirush Rashi, Mihu, Mevorchen Olav, Borei, Boruch Sheboro Shemen Orev. Rashi had said this, and we learned this Rashi in our Gemara Shir, that even though you don't make the bracha of Atzei Besamim, and you don't use this fragrant oil for your Havdolah bracha, nevertheless, you do make the bracha of Boro Shemen Orev. V'hod Yomer Le'el, B'ketzim Mevorchim. This, by the way, all of what Tosfos is saying is quoting Rashi. This is all found in the Rashi. So he goes on to quote Rashi. He says, "And that which we said in Ketzim Mevorchim in the sixth perek, Hai Mashcha Kavisha Mevorchim Olav Borei Atzei Besamim." So there the Gemara makes reference to you do make Atzei Besamim on oil. That's a case where the oil is being brought to you simply to enjoy its fragrance. So when it's there for its fragrance, you say, you use the term besomim in the bracha, borei atzei besomim. That's where you have oil with fragrant branches that are preserved in the oil. However, it's not talking about a case of oil brought in the course of a meal. In that case, Rashi says, there you say a different bracha, apparently because its primary purpose is not for simply benefiting from the aroma, but it also has this cleaning quality to it, but also a pleasant smell. Continuing on Amud Beis, the Tosfos at the top, the Achila Merubah, here you have a case where Tosfos explains the Gemara in an opposite fashion from Rashi. Ba'achila Merubah, the question of the Gemara was, how much time is considered equal mazon? How much time between finishing the meal and the chance to still make a brocha achroina? We had seen in the Gemara two versions of Reish Lakish. One said, kol zman sheyitzma me'achmas achiloso, as long as he is still thirsty. So even though a certain amount of time has passed, but he's still thirsty from his meal, he can make his bracha achroina. The second version of Reish Lakish said, "Kedei la'aloch arba milin." So the Gemara said, "Kan b'achilim rubo, kan b'achilim muetis," but not saying which is which. So Rashi said, "B'achilim rubo, dalid milin." Kach pirush Rashi. Rashi says that the Reish Lakish shiur of Dalid Milin, that's in the case of the big meal. Dalid Milin, 72 minutes. The Li Nira, Tosfos says, Dezeh mu'at yoiser me'achila mu'etes. That this is a smaller amount of time than the case of a small meal. Elo nira lefarish ibcha. Achila merubah. Kol zman shuhut samei. Tosfos says that the with regard to achila merubah, the shiur zman is not for meal like Rashi said, but as long as he experiences thirst. The ein shom kitzva. There's no fixed time to that, so that if a person, let's say, had a big meal and he feels thirsty, he might feel thirsty from that meal 2 hours later, which is more time than Dalid Milin. So, for the big meal, we don't set a time. Avol Mu'at, Dalid Milin. But a small meal, there we have a fixed time, the amount of time it would take to walk for a meal. One meal is associated, generally speaking, with 18 minutes. That would be 72 minutes. If 72 minutes lapsed from a small meal, then too much time has lapsed with regard to being still able to say a brocha achroina. The next Tosfos, V'yisem Kedoshim Elu Mayim Achroinim. This was a Tanaic source found at the bottom line of the Gemara. And from this, we derive that it's necessary to have Mayim Achroinim at the end of a meal. Dafka Lohem, Tosfos says, Shoi Regilin Lito Yudeim Achar Asuda Mipnei Melach Stoimis. The teaching in this source has relevance only in a time, a historical time, or social setting where this melech stoimis, it's stone salt, is found. And stone salt, salt from stone, had the capacity of blinding someone. Even a very small quantity of it could be very injurious to one's eyesight. So they had this, they were very particular, and it was a regular custom to wash your hands after the meal because of melech stoimis. Aval onu she'ein melech stoimis motzi b'neinu, v'ein onu regilim litol achar ha'suda. For those, for us, who don't have melech stoimis, and hence we are not regular with regard to washing our hands, ein hanetilo ma'keves olenu, the levorech. The need for washing hands in order to allow the recitation of Birchas Hamazon does not apply. Umiu anoshim unogim horegim lito yodeim achar asuda. People who are fastidious, delicate, who are always insistent on washing their hands after their meal. So for people like that, they will have to wash before they can say Birchas Hamazon. V'adai lohem akeves hanetila levorech Birchas Hamazon. For them, their washing will definitely be a binding factor before they can say their Birchas Hamazon. It's Rifan Lito Yedem Kodem Birchas Hamazon. They will have to wash their hands before they say Birchas Hamazon. So as far as Tosfos is concerned, the concept or the practice of Mayim Achronim is very much dependent on time and place and who you are. So that, in general, if you're not a fastidious individual and there's no melech stoimis around, you don't have to wash the mayim achronim before Birchas Hamazon. We want to point out, as we have on many previous occasions, that our Gemara markings, shiurim, whether it be the Tosfos Shiurim or the Daf Gemara Shiur, do not purport to convey halacha lemaisa. As far as the way to conduct yourself on practical halachic matters, further research must be invested before coming to conclusions. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.